This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been doing a series for a couple of 3 years now about how people are feeling about their economic lives away from the headlines. My economy, we call it. There were some headlines this week about Puerto Rico and the death toll from Hurricane Maria being nearly 3,000 people, far, far higher than earlier official estimates. So, for today's installment of My Economy, one of many Hurricane Maria recovery stories, a chef in San Juan who returned to her restaurant not long after the storm.
My name is Maria Mercedes Grubb, and I am the executive chef of the restaurant Gallo Negro in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The first time I walked into the restaurant after the hurricane, it was pretty hellish. Everything was covered in mold, just a thick layer of mold on the tables and on the bar. And we took everything apart. Every single bottle of spice had to be wiped down and had a tiny generator so that we could turn on some fans and some lights. We have no windows, so we're just sweating it out and just cleaning everything. We went without power for 3 months and without water for 2 months. When we reopened, I was literally by myself in the kitchen. It was just my brother and I and the dishwasher. We had to shorten the menu. We had to shorten the prices. Everything had to be purchased at the local Costco. But the beautiful thing that I remember was just every guest that came through, you just hug them and just be so happy to see them. And everybody told you their story about what they just went through. And that sense of community was just like the thing that kept you smiling, the thing that kept you wanting to just push and keep reopening every day. Right now in Puerto Rico, you wish that your day, instead of 12 hours, had at least an extra 2 hours just to cope with traffic. There's still a lot of like power lights out. You have to work harder now to be able to do what used to be day-to-day business. But we're turning that into a positive thing, you know, just making ends meet and just treating it like a Iron Chef basket sort of situation. You just open the basket and deal with what you have in hand. We're still going, opening every single day, keeping our doors open. We just want people to know that we're here and we're open for business.
This series only happens if you help us tell your stories of your economy. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.